Literary Hyperlinks, George Orwell, Life. George Orwell, the pen name of Eric Arthur Blair, was born in Bengal in 1903, the son of a customs official. He was brought to England and educated at Eton. Orwell served in Britain's Imperial Police Force in India. After resigning from the force because of his hostility to imperialism and his wish to become a writer, Orwell returned to Europe. He had a series of jobs, while his work continued to be rejected by publishers. During the Spanish Civil War, Orwell fought for the Republicans against the fascists. Before the Second World War, he published both fiction and journalism. He was a literary editor of Tribune from 1943 to 1945 and contributed to other newspapers. Orwell died in 1950. And works. Orwell's first novel, Burmese Days, was published in 1934, followed by Down and Out in Paris and London, 1933, which describes the conditions of poverty Orwell lived in at that time. His following novels, A Clergyman's Daughter and Keep the Apsidistra Flying, reflected his socialist beliefs. Orwell's experience in Spain inspired homage to Catalonia. Though he continued to hold socialist views during the war years, Orwell became disillusioned with Soviet communism and under Stalin. It inspired his satirical fable Animal Farm, 1945, which was followed in 1949 by the prophetic dystopian vision of 1984. Focus on the text. The plot. 1984 describes a nightmarish totalitarian world in which every aspect of the individual's life is controlled by the omnipresent eyes and ears of the state. The book is divided into three parts. The protagonist is Winston Smith, and in the first section we learn, through his own reflections, of his life in a post-revolutionary London, which is now the capital of Airstrip One, formerly known as England, in the superstate of Oceania. Oceania is a totalitarian state ruled by an ominous organization known simply as the Party. Oceania and the two other world superstates, Eurasia and East Asia, are involved in a continuous war over remaining territories and constantly change alliances. As the novel progresses, it emerges that the war is largely an illusion maintained by the three superstates in order to keep their respective peoples in a state of subjection. Oceanic society is hierarchical and oligarchic. Winston is a member of the Outer Party, one of the minor functionaries who spend their time making sure that the party machine is running smoothly. Like the rest of his caste, he has been systematically brainwashed from a young age and is kept under constant surveillance by ubiquitous telescreens and the ominous thought police. Above the Outer Party are the privileged inner party members, who enjoy the fruits of power and production, and whose sole aim is to perpetuate the party's power. At the very top is the enigmatic Big Brother, a man who is nothing more than a face that appears on posters and/or screens, and who is the supposed embodiment of the party. Winston's job at the Ministry of Truth involves the daily rewriting of history. He corrects errors and misprints in past articles in order to make the party appear infallible and consistent, though its official enemy changes from one day to another. Despite his horror at the party's continual cancellation of the past, Winston also enjoys his part in it, taking pleasure in using his imagination to rewrite Big Brother's speeches. Smith, a typical modern anti-hero, is a powerless individual who briefly tries to rebel against the rules of his society, dreaming of obsolete values such as truth and decency. He feels that the only hope lies in the proletarians, the vast majority of uneducated working people who, except for their naive patriotism, live outside the party's ideological machinery. If only they could understand that they are not living in the paradise that the party claims they are. He soon discovers, however, that the pros lack the analytical consciousness that would enable them to understand the huge deception of the party's ideology. In a world in which there is no privacy, and unorthodox ideas are punishable by death, Winston knows that he is engaged in a hopeless struggle. His moral rebellion, the focus of the second part of the book, takes the form of an illicit love affair with a woman di Santa called Julia. Renting a room, which appears to have no telescreens, the couple are inducted by a man called O'Brien into the Brotherhood, a legendary underground anti-party organization founded by Emanuel Goldstein, a former party member. However, it's not long before they are arrested, betrayed by a hidden telescreen in the room, and by O'Brien, who turns out to be a sinister party official. The last part of the book recounts Winston's imprisonment and eventual torture by O'Brien, ending in the notorious detention center room 101, where prisoners are confronted with their worst fears. Smith finally makes a voluntary confession of his crime, implicating Julia in the process, and the novel ends with him expressing his now no longer cynical enthusiasm for the party, his spirit finally broken. Features and themes. The novel's title is an inversion of the year in which it was written, 1948. Though he set his story in a totalitarian state in the future, Orwell was also describing the political scenario of his own time, in a way which echoed both the horrors of Nazism and the terrible oppression of Stalinist Russia. The society Orwell describes is dominated by mass media propaganda and reinforced by an all-powerful police state. The media in Oceania has a double function. It is there firstly to brainwash the population with the paradoxical slogans of Newspeak, war is peace, love is hate, freedom is slavery, which distort and redefine reality and truth according to the state's wishes. It also has the function of keeping the people under constant surveillance. Every room has a two-way telescreen. Everywhere there are images of the nation's phantasmic leader, who only ever appears on posters or on television, along with signs saying, "Big Brother is watching you." Contemporary critics have underlined the prophetic quality of Orwell's novel, envisaging a world where the mass media increasingly serves the interests of economic powers, simplifying and manipulating both language and images to control information and influence public opinion. Newspeak and doublethink. Language, too, plays a crucial role in 1984. Orwell's invention of Newspeak, the party's language, which banishes troublesome words such as freedom and equality, altogether to minimize the very possibility of improper thoughts, is an extreme version of his reflections on the political use of language to distort the truth. Here, too, there are numerous parallels with present-day reality. Connected to distorted presentation and perception of reality is doublethink. On one level, Winston Smith knows that the information he receives is false, but while in his thought he disagrees with it, he must at the same time accept it as true, because he is under constant surveillance from the thought police. This too is very close to the way we live now. Advertisers, a contemporary form of thought police, tell us that the world is a wonderful place where everyone is rich, young and beautiful, and that we can be part of this world if we buy certain products. We know from the evidence around us that this is false, yet through desiring and identifying with the products advertised, we act as though it were true.